babies.org. Good day, and I'm Doug Steffen, along with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn, the scoop on American Idol in a little bit. Plus, you'll be amazed to hear who is being considered to replace Charlie Sheen. And maybe we get an outtake or two from all of the TV shows focused on Arnold and Maria. There's a lot of that going around. But right now, I want you to meet a gentleman that actually I just met recently, but because... As those of you who follow this program with any degree of regularity, and hopefully that amounts to millions, you know that I am a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. The two threads that way through my life, my vocation has been radio. My avocation has been working on the farm, working and been around cows all my life. I love the farm. It's as much a part of me as anything could be. And I think that's the way agriculture is. I think that's the way farming is. Not too many people. I went to Amherst last night, Roberta, to participate in a meeting with the Conservation Commission. Now, Amherst is about 85 miles from here, but I felt it was important, and there aren't many farmers around who want to get involved and help some of these people. Although they're interested in conserving and agriculture and stuff, they don't really have a lot of practical experience. So oftentimes I lend myself to people who want to know more, or sometimes I just, you know me, sort of insert myself into the discussion. And thus, a lot of people coming around to, let's see, not just because of my efforts, but a lot of efforts, including the efforts of the gentleman that's going to spend some time with us now. Roger Johnson is a farmer from North Dakota. And that's enough of an introduction right there. But he's also the president of the National Farmers Union, which is an organization you may have heard me talking about going to Washington a couple of weeks ago to lobby certain people in Congress that I want and the four that were with me. We want to have them know what the thoughts are of farmers who are members of the National Farmers Union. So I thought it would be fun to have Roger here to not only tell his story about farming and his family, but some of the issues that are before us that you might want to be concerned about that you may not have been concerned or aware of. Roger, good to have you here. Where'd Roger go? Michael, have we got Roger?
Yeah. I'm on.
Ah, there you are. Okay.
I'm on. Good to be with you, Doug.
Nice to talk with you again. Tell us about your farm in North Dakota and your family and sort of a little history of, we think oftentimes today that the life of farmers is in danger or there aren't many people doing it. Not so in North Dakota, right?
Yeah. Well, I grew up on a family farm kind of in the middle of North Dakota, north of Bismarck, south of Minot, a little town called Turtle Lake. It was the farm that my grandfather homesteaded just over 100 years ago. I was one of, well, I had five brothers and five sisters on the farm. It was a little large for the time, but actually there were lots of large families back at that time, and especially in farming. And I went off to NDSU in Fargo and got a degree in ag economics and came back and farmed for most of my life. The farm is, I still own the farm, and my brother does the farming now. My mom still lives out there, and so it's a very active farm. It's different out in the Midwest than it is here, but it's sort of a mixed, we call it a diversified family farm, a lot of small grains, spring wheat, durum wheat, barley, oats, flax, canola, sunflowers, and then a number of hay crops. We had a cow-calf operation. I know you're a dairy farmer, and my experience with dairy is as a kid, I grew up milking cows because just about every farmer had a few milk cows, mm-hmm. a few dairy cows. We milked them by hand. And so I was not a sad guy when the last dairy cow went to town.
But you have a great grip. You have a great handshake, and that's a result of milking all those cows by hand.
Yeah, I expect it is.
Mm-hmm. So the whole business of what the National Farmers Union represents, the people who belong, people who have been through a lot of what you've been through, we have, in my opinion, a disrespect. Although I think that's changing because of the locavore food movement, which people hear me talking about a lot. But yet we have this thing in our country of big ag versus small ag. I'm a small ag guy, and I think you'd probably be considered a medium-sized ag guy. Whereas, I mean, you're not ADM and you're not Cargill, so but you contribute to them because the stuff that you're growing in that diversified family farm you described goes into the, you know, maybe that's a moment to describe for people who are listening that don't know. The real reason, or one of the real reasons I want to have you here, maybe we'll have some sort of regular chat, people have a disconnect now between the grocery store where they think the food comes from and where the food really comes from, don't you think?
Yeah, I think that's been very true. I do have to give Secretary Vilsack a lot of credit. And, of course, Kathleen Merrigan, who's kind of from up in your neck of the woods, as the deputy secretary, is the Know Your Farmer, Know Your Food program was really, I think, a neat thing that the USDA did. And I'd like to tell you just a quick little story. I was the agriculture commissioner just over 2 years ago before I came out here.
In North Dakota.
Yep, in North Dakota, that's an elected office. And it was shortly after Obama was elected, and this wealthy old farmer came up to me and started complaining about why in the world are they planting gardens in Washington, D.C.? And I said, you know, I think it's a great idea. I grew up raising a garden. In fact, I planted my own garden, and I sold cucumbers and other produce from it in the local store. And I said that the most common complaint I've received in the dozen years I've been ag commissioner is that farmers think that people don't know where their food comes from.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. And so as far as I'm concerned, anything we can do to tell people to go out and plant a garden and figure out how much fun, but how much work, how difficult it is to grow your own food, get them out there and doing it.
Yep.
And if you really want to make it a challenge, tell them they have to make it an organic garden, and then they have to eat off of it for 2 weeks or a month or whatever.
Yeah.
And people will come to better appreciate where their food comes from. So I'm fully with you on this whole point. And I think we sometimes in agriculture, we get divided very, very quickly. It's interesting to me how many of the larger farmers in particular, but I shouldn't even put it that way, how many people in agriculture just say, well, why are we doing this thing with these little guys? They don't matter anyway.
Yeah.
You know, the big guys are the ones that produce all the food, and that's what's going to feed the world. And I think we make a mistake when we divide our industry in that fashion.
I've been known to be critical of the big ag businesses, but the reason I joined the National Farmers Union is because I have listened to you. When you first met me, it didn't take long for you to hear what my rag was on the big dairy. Remember? I mean, I am very, I'm pretty outspoken, and I hope that I make some sense. Yeah, and I know that's a shock for you to hear that after having only met me a couple of times. But the raw milk thing and the focus on raw milk, interestingly enough, and I don't think it had anything to do with me, but my sense was when I first listened to you that there wasn't a lot of support for raw milk because some of the bigger members of the National Farmers Union are big producers of pasteurized milk. But to your credit, That sort of seems to have turned around. Whether I assumed or whether I got the right drift out of it the first time, the National Farmers Union has taken a pretty strong stand now on the delivery and consumption of raw milk, has it not?
Yeah. Well, we have. We did at our last convention. And you need to, your listeners really need to understand how we take positions on issues. We call ourselves a family farm organization. We tend to represent small and medium-sized farmers. And we are very, very proud of our long tradition of being a grassroots organization. It's the members that tell me what to do as the president of National Farmers Union. It's the members that tell their state organizations what to do as their state Farmers Union organization. And they do that very clearly by writing policy. And that policy is something that's debated on the floor of the convention. We were in San Antonio in March for our national convention, and there were delegates from several states, New England states among them, that brought to the policy committee language saying that they wanted the organization to be supportive of consumers having the choice of buying raw milk. Mm-hmm. And that policy was vigorously debated on the floor of the convention, and at the end of the debate, it passed.
Yep.
And so that is our policy, mm-hmm. and that's how it is made. It's debated openly. We had about 500 and some members at our convention. Just over a third of those were delegates. They're very attentive. We spend a full day, a day and a half, debating our policy. And it's, it's 150 to 200 page book positions that we take on various issues. And that was one of them.
Let me in the interest of time, at least for this visit, I wanted to bring you into one particular situation. You're, in essence, the National Farmers Union is a lobbying organization. I mean, that you're not a lobbyist, but you have lobbyists
right.
that work with you.
We do have lobbyists at work. Our emblem is the triangle. At the base of it is education. On the sides are cooperation and legislation.
Right. All right.
So we do believe that we need to influence public policy.
When it comes to the government getting into the face, for example, there's a rally in Washington to protect the raw milk clubs, I think it's next week, in the face of this Amish farmer who was invaded by government agents. How do you get involved in that? And if people come to you and say, okay, what do we do, Roger? What do you say?
Well, what I would say is that for any of our members who are really concerned about this issue, they ought to come and be a part of that.
Yeah.
We have a fairly limited staff. We do participate in rallies occasionally, but they are mostly rallies that we tend to organize on behalf of our members at our members' request to try and influence what's going on in Washington, D.C.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we have, as you know, we have some very, very strong advocates for raw milk.
Yeah. But I don't want to make that the only issue. Because it's my issue, I don't want it to be everybody else's. I just don't want it to be the only thing that we talk about. But I just think it was an interesting example of how you deal with the realities of having, I mean, I may be critical about it, you might be critical about it, but you have to live with what's there now and change it hopefully a little bit at a time. And that's sort of, I think, what the movement afoot is here. Know your farmer, know your food. It was a great slogan, and there are a lot of things. I'm going to send people to the website. It's nfu.org, National Farmers Union, and Roger Johnson is its president, and I'm guessing that we'll visit again because I think, especially as we get into the growing season, frankly, I just planted my garden this week, and people know all summer I eat pretty much everything I eat out of my garden. And that's the kind of stuff we want to instill in people, the suggestion of how you can do it on your own. Roger, thank you for being here. We'll visit again. Roger Johnson is the president of the National Farmers Union. A good day.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy.
Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the Miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Has always been one dimension. It's time to get the full video experience of Doug Steffen's Good Day from Pal Talk at DougSteffen.com.
Wait a minute. Did you say video with Doug Steffen's Good Day radio show?
Yes, you heard me. Hundreds of thousands of people have discovered that watching Doug Steffen and his Good Day crew is twice as fun as just listening.
Theme brings us into last night's performance. James Durbin performs his first song of the evening.
So fun.
Did you watch this, Roberta?
No, actually, I was at the theater last night.
Oh, excuse me. Pardon me for asking. That reminds me, Jennifer.
A little Dougie.
You did, and what did you think of James Durbin?
I didn't see James. I saw Haley and Scotty.
Yeah. I don't, yeah, this guy does nothing for me.
I kind of like him. He's growing on me.
Yeah, I think, okay. All right, so there's Durbin up first at bat, and then Haley Reinhardt.
Did you ever stop to notice all the blood we shed before?
I think I like Lauren and Scotty the best.
Yeah, she's got a great voice, interesting, but she's
Haley,
trying to bore me a little.
She's plastic.
Yeah, a little bit.
I think she's kind of plastic. I mean, a little too much. And Randy didn't like her performance last night. Stephen thought it was okay. By the way, in case you haven't...
Yeah, they liked her second performance. Each one performed twice last
right.
night.
Right. We'll have first performers, first performances in this hour, second performances
right.
in the next one. The American Idol folks revealing the pay for the folks involved. According to reports that were made public this week, Ryan Seacrest's salary has tripled since 2009. Every year he gets a $5 million raise.
Me too. How weird is that?
Right, exactly. Steven Tyler is making more than anybody else apparently here. Let me see if I can put these
really?
Numbers into perspective. Right. According to the Chicago Tribune.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of weird here.
Typical man.
Well, I wonder about this. let me just... I'm going to put the numbers into perspective as we listen a little, because I don't want to get away from the real purpose here of us focusing on Idol, and that's the performer. Scotty McCreery performed his first song.
I'm just a song. Singer of single songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I could tell you
love this song. It's good.
That's a real country song, isn't it, huh?
Yes, it is. Alan Jackson.
All right, so that's we tend to think that McCreary is one of the better ones here. As a matter of fact, Jennifer says she is in love with Scotty.
He's so darn cute.
I'm in love with you. I can't help it. I am. I just, what you stand for, the what you bring to your music, you know, I can tell how much you think about it. I can tell that you know who you are. Mm. I can tell you know what touches other people. You know, and that is just, it's the mark of really, really somebody who was meant to do this. And I'm glad that we're here to witness it.
Yeah. All right, so here's the money story. Steven Tyler, Ryan's getting 15 mil. Ooh. Tyler's getting 14. J-Lo's getting 12. And Randy gets 5.
Nice. Randy only gets 5?
That is so not fair.
How do you shake
after
that one out of the tree?
10 years on the show?
Yeah.
Ugh.
He gets $5 million.
Maybe they give him a pin in a parking spot.
I don't get J-Lo not getting at least as much as Steven Tyler, frankly. I don't get that at all.
What an insult to poor Randy.
Maybe you know that maybe that was a contract. Maybe he negotiated like a 5-year contract.
Yeah, he could have done that early on.
Something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
He just renegotiated last year, though.
Did he renegotiate?
I think it's time for him to get a new agent, frankly.
Wow.
Yeah. Lady Gaga. Was the mentor for Idol last night. Yeah, she's kind of weird. We'll have her drop in when next we check on this later on. It's 28 after on Good Day Now.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Google announced that laptops running the Chrome operating system would be available starting in June. Acer and Samsung will roll out two models starting at $349 through Amazon and Best Buy. Google's Chrome OS is a cloud-based system that doesn't store data or applications on the computer. In other news, social photo sharing sites like TwitPic and Flickr are under attack for having unscrupulous terms of service. The fine print allows many of these sites to not only redistribute your pictures, but also own the copyright. Some sites have removed the copyright terms, but make sure you know where your photos are going. And finally, Symantec revealed a security flaw within Facebook that could have compromised user information for years. The flaw allowed nearly 100,000 applications to share user data with unauthorized third parties. Facebook said it has since fixed the problem and there's no evidence of wrongdoing. Yeah. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Oh, unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Oh, I don't...
Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Here's another question from a Geico Savings mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-card discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at BackyardFoodProduction.com. Again, that's BackyardFoodProduction.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Minutes after the hour now. What'd you say?
I was going to do it for you because you were emailing.
Yeah, I know. I'm finished. I fired off my last bomb.
You did it. You're done?
Right. Well, for now, anyway. Yeah.
34 past the hour.
Thank you. It is.
Good day.
Right. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. That's Jennifer Horn, who's a wonderful mainstay, along with Roberta Fasanelli, who's the queen of cheap, who's going to do her thing. For those of you who are watching, there are all kinds of things where you can save McDonald's and the Disney store. Highlights of some of today's action. Roberta, I have a bone to pick with you.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
There was supposed to be an earthquake in Italy.
Yes.
Yesterday.
Yes.
Unfortunately, the earthquake gods got their directions wrong.
It took a wrong turn.
And went to Spain.
And went to Spain instead.
I saw that.
Yeah. How is that possible that we could have all of those plans made so well to save all the Italians? And
I don't know.
The Spanish, is it like Spain is fairly close. Yeah, close. Spain is close as the stone would be thrown or the crow might fly. Not that far away.
We're all in the Mediterranean.
Yeah, right. What do you think, though, of the language? We all use Romance languages as the boar.
Notice it's Romance languages.
Rome, right, exactly. So from the Latin, that's really the essence of this, come all the Spanish languages and the Germanic languages and the French and the English and stuff. So what is there about this that the Italians couldn't get together with the Spanish? What's the deal?
I don't know.
That may be
but you're a spokesperson for all of Italy, Roberta.
Yeah.
There's also word that the Vesuvius is rumbling a bit.
Mount Vesuvius?
Mount Vesuvius.
And they're starting to look at possible, you know, evacuation plans in case something happens.
Nah,
wait, but it already, like, happened once. Don't they know what to do now?
Run fast.
What not to do, I guess.
Run fast.
Okay, another important event happened yesterday. Another animal escaped from the Bronx Zoo.
Here's... It was all over Twitter. Again.
And Regis and Kelly take it on.
Now, you remember that cobra that got loose from the Bronx Zoo?
I was going to talk to you about this, because now I know.
Now we got a peacock that's missing.
We could
things are happening in the Bronx that never happened when I was there as a kid.
It's ridiculous. It's as if one of those animals, and I suspect it's one of the monkeys, got the keys. And one of the monkeys is letting everybody out at night.
Like Night at the Museum.
It is.
Right. What do you think about it?
Yeah, that's right.
Night at the Bronx Zoo.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great zoo. If you've ever been there, it's fantastic.
The peacock, though, how much damage? The peacock, nobody's afraid of the peacock.
Well, they can be pretty vicious.
They're mean.
Yeah. People use them as guard peacocks instead of having guard dogs because they will squawk like no tomorrow if somebody comes on their property. Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that. They make a mean stew, though. I've heard that about them.
Oh,
like
Doug.
Pheasants.
Wait, peacock. I'm supposed to say that, Doug.
Oh, excuse me, Roberta. Would you like to pick up?
They're delicious sauteed.
No,
exactly.
Peacocks are pretty.
All right, time to check the Queen of Cheap box at DougSteffen.com. See what it is you can do today to save.
The diva of dumpster
dump.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Hi, my dear.
Okay, let's start first with McDonald's. They've got a great coupon that we have for you on the DougSteffen.com website. It's $1 off any frozen strawberry lemonade, frappe, or real fruit smoothie.
Really?
I guess they want you to try it. But, you know, buck off, that's pretty good. And you can print
I think
out
it's funny that they call them real fruit smoothies.
Real fruit smoothies.
Instead of those fake fruit smoothies.
Right, exactly. Instead of fruit-flavored smoothie. But, you know, $1 off, you've got a couple of kids and got a big family. Print out a whole bunch of them, you could save quite a bit of money. Disney has a warehouse clearance event going on, up to 50% off. Lots and lots and lots of stuff. Sometimes it's even more than 50% off, and it's a great opportunity to pick up some summer stuff. Or even, you know, now's a great time to buy Christmas gifts as well. As stuff goes on sale, buy and just stick it in the closet. You know, if you shop in October, November, December, you're going to pay the higher prices, so buy the stuff now. That's what I do. I have all my Christmas shopping done by Halloween and everything wrapped by Thanksgiving, and I'm done. And there's a great website. I have actually bought stuff from them called Newegg.com, N-E-W-E-G-G. They've got up to 50% off on bunches of electronics, unbelievable prices, digital cameras, laptops, LCD TVs, all that stuff. And when you look at their prices, you just kind of go, huh? And what's good, too, is that if you see something on here and your local person also has it, print it out and show it to them. And a lot of times your local merchants will match the price that you found something on the Internet. So just a little clue here from the Queen of Cheap.
All right. I'm just I was paying attention to you, sort of.
Sort of. I know you always pay attention to me, sort of.
There's a new action figure.
It's like I'm married to you, Doug.
I know. It's great, isn't it? We have all the benefits and none of the problems.
Exactly.
After the excitement of hearing that the president orchestrated the Osama bin Laden deal, the company in Connecticut called Hero Builders went to work to develop an action figure.
No.
So apparently on the market today is the President and SEAL Team 6, the replica of Mr. Obama in fatigues with an AK-47 and sort of a, I'm not sure what this is on his chest, but it's actually moderately amusing. I'm sure that you can look, maybe we'll put a picture of this up on DougSteffen.com. But the action hero joins other things from this company like the Sarah Palin dolls. It's $34.95 at HeroBuilders.com. You can go to their website, Navy SEALs in Action with the President.
Let's see what
it's. He's got a Punisher T-shirt on, and
it's so stupid.
Right, it is stupid. But you know what? Some of the real nutbirds, they'll get this. They'll stick pins in it. You know that kind of stuff. Yeah, really, it's kind of crazy, a little bit creepy. Speaking of that, and my continuing focus on the TSA, the most recent event is the pat down of the baby. I don't know how many of you saw this. There's a video around. YouTube's got a video and a picture. The family didn't take this picture. But, you know, I was so angry last night when I saw this. I started thinking to myself, what is it going to take for us to get together and eliminate things like this? There are four or five things that are just plain wrong about what's going on in our country today. And I think most of us can agree on those four or five things. This is probably, if not number one, a strong number two. This agency is so GD stupid. The guy who runs it, Pastore, is a thug. And so what we have here are these people going crazy. There was a minister who took a picture of the baby. This is a baby that's like 2-3 months old being frisked by the TSA because the baby carriage set off the alarm. So they pat down the baby. And I know that this picture has gone viral. It's all over the place. It's just disgusting. When are we going to get this stopped? When do you stand up? When do you get some courage? When do you get some balsam? When do you get to the point where you say, enough is enough? This is so wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong. And, you know, there's nothing brave about what they do. And sure, you know, it isn't even the TSA agents themselves, although it appears some of them take more license than others. There's no supervision, proper management of them. There's no consistency. Every airport is different. And it's a complete waste of our money and our resources because they don't do a thing. They haven't protected you or me, and they give you this guff whenever I say, oh, it's for your protection. I look at them and say, no, sorry, it's not. You're not selling me on that. And you can't help but get angry about this stuff when you see these things. I'm looking at some of the comments from Steve and Bill and Austin and Artie and others who, maybe this is something we put up and follow it more carefully on our Facebook page, Jennifer. It's how these people justify their existence and why we continue to put up with this is way beyond. It's one, as I said, of the most egregious things going on in our country today. There are a lot of them. This, though, is on the top of the list. And just because the people didn't complain, I mean, the family didn't really complain. The baby carriage said, okay, yeah, you can pass that. But when you look at what they're doing, feeling the baby's crotch.
Huh? In a diaper. I'd leave a special surprise in the diaper, I think.
Yeah, but that's what the guy's doing. He's feeling the baby's crotch, the diaper. You know, what in the name of God is going on in our country? There is just no excuse for this. It's beyond belief that we have. What does it say about the American culture and our what does it say about being an American that we put up with this stuff? What, and you fall asleep to the rhetoric of these jerks? That I sound like Imus now, but it's so troubling to see a baby get manhandled like that. And I don't care whether the parents were not upset about it or not. I mean, they're buying into this crap like everybody else, apparently. But in whose world is it right to pat down a baby in a diaper? Whose world? Not mine. I don't want anything to do with a country that does that, frankly. I want out of that. Out of the realities that bring us around to making that a standard. It's disgraceful, despicable, and un-American. All right.
Yoga breath?
Yeah, and a couple of commercials, too. And then Jennifer takes on television just a moment here on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com, or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115. 41-15.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
13 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. All right, we're going to give you the latest on who was reportedly being interviewed to replace Charlie Sheen. Before we get to that, though, I want to also, as long as I'm cranking away here, from the TSA, I want to go to the FCC. Here's what is really, 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 really wrong with our system, and this is what makes everything so corrupt. One of the FCC commissioners, a lady named Meredith Baker, is leaving the FCC to work with Comcast. She was making $180,000 a year as the FCC people, commissioners, policy wonks, whatever you want to call them. But this is what happens in government. These people go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So they take what they learn in the government as to how it operates over to the private side so that they can push stuff through and maneuver through various hurdles that might be presented. And then when they've done that, they go back and get another job at the government to learn something else and influence peddle in some other area. Mm-hmm. So this woman now makes four times as much money working for Comcast. She's gone from the FCC to work for NBC's unit of Comcast so that they can make
They're going to suck her brain dry.
Of course they are. That's exactly what they're going to do. So is this the right way to run a government? No.
Smart way to run a business, though.
It is, right, and you can get away with it in this system. All right, so Jen, who was it that almost replaced her? Is this still in the works?
No, it actually just fell through. It was Hugh Grant,
which
is kind of a shocker. It was a very secret thing.
Pretty interesting idea, though, isn't it?
Yeah, about a month ago, the showrunners at Two and a Half Men pitched it to Les Moonves and Nina Tassler at CBS. They liked it. They went forward on it. They had creative meetings. And the deal was pretty much done when he backed out yesterday. And he said it wasn't the money. He just decided he had last-minute thoughts about not wanting to do TV because the 24 episodes per season are a grind and they're a lot of work. And he just couldn't get his head around committing to it.
Huh.
So, with Grant committed, the show would have gotten another three or four seasons, but now they're kind of back at the drawing board again to see if it's going to be renewed at all.
Yeah. So, how do they get this far and not...
I don't know. You're bumming if you're the people that thought you had Hugh Grant. That would have been a huge, huge, huge announcement.
Yeah. All right. Now, there are all of these, if I may, here, I don't want to steal your thunder, but it's interesting how, for example, the ladies on The View have been reacting in the last couple of days to the Arnold-Maria split, even though Arnold says he still loves Maria. Listen to some of this gab from The View.
Hmm.
Maybe. Right, Michael, you taking a nap?
Which cuts were that again?
12:02.
I'm sad for Maria. We're very fond of her. And Arnold Schwarzenegger. I think he's a terrific man. But what troubles me is we love each other very much. Evidently, they've been unhappy for years. And according to what you read, she's been doing her thing. He's been having his thing. But loving is more than just, you know, we're good friends or we're not. Loving means consideration and tenderness. And so, if you love each other very much.
But sometimes.
Oh, wait. If you love each other very much, then why are you separating? I sort of, you know, I'm like, oh, yes, we love each other.
Well, maybe what better way to say I love you than by groping other women?
No.
Leave it to Joy.
Always throwing it in there, yeah.
All right, what else, Jen?
All right, Warren Buffett. The Wizard of Omaha, speaking. Yeah. Didn't he have a thing with Barbara?
I think he did, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, he's going to be going to The Office, NBC's The Office. He'll be making a guest appearance trying to fill that spot opened by Michael Scott, played by Steve Carell. So that'll be kind of cool to see him in that role. NBC is getting ready for their upfronts. They've picked up some new TV shows. One of them, Up All Night with Christina Applegate, not Aguilera. Another one called Whitney. Then they also have a Broadway theme show called Smash. It'll star Deborah Messing. Sounds like a Glee knockoff to me, but still, you know, kind of fun. And good news, if you're a Chuck fan, it looks like it's all but official. Chuck and Parenthood are safe for next week.
The Emmy, daytime Emmys announced.
ABC leading the pack, General Ellen Hospital, DeGeneres, 21 nominations.
Oprah Winfrey get a nod or two.
Yeah, yes, so and speaking of Oprah, she's headed to Broadway.
Oh?
Who cares?
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
It is well known that protein nutrition is a key to optimum blood sugar levels. But to benefit at all from protein, your body must first be able to break down protein into amino acids. Once amino acids are liberated from proteins, your body uses them to make brain chemicals that make you feel alert and peaceful at the same time. Your pancreas uses them to regulate blood sugar and insulin. People are waking up and doing an about-face when it comes to nutrition. They are learning that a high-carbohydrate diet may encourage obesity and diabetes. They are now emphasizing proteins more to compensate. One protein source that is more easily broken down into amino acids is non-denatured whey protein. For better blood sugar and better weight, give One World Whey a try. One World Whey is the most powerful whey protein food on the market. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Back up.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Better Living. And Tom Kreitler, who is just back from literally...
Just back.
He's a little groggy because he took the red eye back from Las Vegas. The National Hardware Show. So we have a lot of cool new products that you have learned about. I have a hard time even thinking about that convention center as large as it is.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out how they bring in 100,000 new products. Even who came up with 100,000? New products, never mind getting them into those buildings.
Well, there's like 2,300 exhibitors in this place, and they take up the whole space. And it's industry only, so here's where the manufacturers and the retailers meet. You know, this is where the retailers come to shop for the stuff they're going to put on their shelves. So they're all sort of, you know, strutting their stuff, putting out their new stuff, trying to impress the retailers so that they can get the orders and kind of move on from there. So you see unique things. And some of the unique things we saw were, for example, painting. Painting is one of the most popular projects. Scotch Blue now has a painter's tape with a technology called Edge Lock, so that when you paint with the tape and use it to mask off areas, you don't get that bleed of the paint underneath. They figured out how to seal the edges of the tape. Simple, right?
How'd they do that? Yeah, that does sound simple. Put more glue.
It's a treatment to the edge, and I think it actually absorbs some of the spillage of the paint because I did a little experiment. When you pull the tape off, you get this like super perfect crisp line without the kind of smudge.
Even with milk paint?
Well, I don't know, Doug, because we don't. Most of us don't paint with milk paint.
Milk paint is a new thing. I'm not kidding you. This is a big deal.
Milk paint's not that new. Milk paint's been around for 100 years.
Right, yeah.
I had a staircase painted with milk paint, and I know that because I had a really heck of a hard time getting it off. It's very tough stuff.
It is. It lasts longer.
It does last. It lasts forever.
Other things for milk.
Yeah.
Make mine milk.
Now, the other thing we saw is Filtrete has an allergen reduction filter which was amazingly efficient for the fact that it was, you know, kind of a disposable filter, $25. But this thing would actually block 40 times more of the microscopic particles than a fiberglass filter. So you ought to be changing your filters right now in your HVAC system, especially going into the cooling season, because it keeps the system running cooler and more efficiently and stops the breakdown. So that was kind of interesting. ODL has a, you know, you get these half light and full light front doors, and they're kind of hard to put blinds on them, because if you put a blind on them, you shut the door and bangs. Well, they designed this unit that attaches to the door, and all of the blinds are contained behind tempered glass. It fits full height, fits half height. You know, everything is sealed, and it was pretty inexpensive. I think around $100 for the unit, so you can get privacy with those front light doors.
Hey, that's cool.
Yeah. Now, how about something as simple as the paint roller, you know, the traditional paint roller?
Yeah.
You have that cage that when you run it across the wall, it goes like bump, 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 bump because of the wires. So the guys from Purdy, now Purdy makes the absolute best paintbrushes out there. That's like, you know, the absolute highest quality paintbrush. All the pros buy them. Now they've got a roller that they, instead of using the cage, use something they call a dog bone design. It's the mini jumbo roller. And this dog bone design does not have the cage in it. And so it slips around the roller. And when you roll it over the edge of the paint, it puts more paint on the wall, fewer trips back. It doesn't give it that bump, bump, bump kind of thing. So something as simple as a paint roller, you think, well, how different can that possibly be? Well, they come up with new innovations in something as simple like that. Spray paint, right? Spray paint, we use it outside right now in all our furniture.
Mm-hmm.
Krylon came out with one called Dual Paint and Primer in One. So one step, you don't have to prime, wait for it to dry, then paint. One shot does it all. That was kind of unique because I know a lot of us are going out and, you know, painting garden tables and chairs and things of that nature. Some electrical test kits that we saw. Amprobe now takes all of the things, and you probably do a lot of wiring around the farm.
I do, as a matter of fact, and I like doing it because we never call the inspector. We never do any. We just lay the wire out. And,
but you want to do it safely. You don't want to cause a fire.
Of course. We do it safely by burying it all in the ground.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Right.
Well, Amprobe, you know Amprobe, that's a manufacturer that's been around forever with electric. I had Amprobe gear for 20 years as a home inspector.
Mm-hmm.
So they got a test kit now they sell in Lowe's. It's got the socket tester, the non-contact voltage detector. Which
it's called the socket to me, right?
Yeah, that magic wand that you bring up to the wire and it beeps if it's hot.
Right.
Yep. Without touching it.
Yeah.
And the digital multimeter. So three pieces of electrical equipment under $35.
Very cool.
The prices on these have gone way, way down. And, just really innovative.
Did you have a couple of pops on the plane coming home last night? A
couple of pops?
Yeah, you know.
No.
Didn't you?
Pops. Huh? I was sleeping, man.
Were you really?
Are you talking about beer?
No, I'm just talking about Tom's known to enjoy a couple of pops now and then.
Yeah, but not in the red eye, man.
No.
No, that's sleepy time.
But it was a fun show.
You have
show,
one
you know?
In the bar on the way in.
All right.
Fun show.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of it sounds like exciting stuff. Tom Kreidler certainly have more of that info on his weekend program, The Money Pit, which you can check out by going to his picture.